This is Al.
This is Joe. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Just struggling. You know, with the cough and all.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. How's your work? How's your clients? How's everything going on?
It's all right, I guess.
Hectic? All the way?
Yep. Yeah,
same here.
Still hectic.
Yes, same here. All right, okay. How was your meeting with Eddie?
It's good.
Anything you want to discuss about?
Okay, so what's the deal with the email?
Oh, yes. We were trying to, you know, create an email, but we were not able to because if we're going to go ahead and create the emails from your domain right now, all of the previous emails that you're running right now will be, you know, deleted. All right, they will be terminated right away. So because of the domain, we cannot go ahead and do it. We have the domain with us, but we're still not able to go ahead and do it because it was originally bought from Wix or I'm not sure where. So we cannot go ahead and do it. The solution for that is that if we go ahead and get you a new domain, that will be the same one, but let me check for you, okay? Just give me a minute. All right. Dwelling and domain. Well, we can go for dwellinganddomain.co, but if you're going for a new domain, then of course we could even create hundreds of emails for you. That won't be a problem.
I don't want a new domain.
Okay. All right. The one that you're using, the email, you're using your email on gmail.com?
Yeah.
Or what are you using? Okay. All right.
I mean,
so
it's like through Gmail, I think.
Your domain?
Hold on, I'll tell you. Yeah, I think it's through Gmail. Yeah, it's through Gmail. It's Gmail Workspace.
Gmail Workspace. Okay, just give me a minute so I can check it on my end as well. Well, the registrar is Squarespace Domains LLC. That's coming up on my end. So I'm not sure if, because your email might be generated from the G Suite of Google. Is that correct, Google Workspace? Your emails are being generated from Google, but your domain is still with the Squarespace LLC. So that's what I was, explaining.
I thought I owned my domain now.
Well, it's still coming up under that, but we're still looking into it. Like, why is it coming over there, even though we have it? Because the registrar who is server is squarespace.domains. So did you have a word with Squarespace people?
What?
Did you have any word with the Squarespace people, or did you have a word with them about the domain or anything like that?
Have I talked to them?
Yes.
No.
Okay. All right. So we will, I will have a word with my developer. All right. So we can transfer the whole domain to your name. All right, actually, it's because it's being on Squarespace right now. Did you close your Squarespace account?
I haven't. Do I need to?
Well, if we're going to go ahead and do it, then we're going to go ahead and lose the domain. All right, first we have to go ahead and, you know, get the whole transfer thing for the domain itself. So,
well, I haven't touched my Squarespace account.
All right, well, yes. So that's what I'm saying, that don't touch it right now. You have to, you know, get in contact with them. And, you know, ask to go ahead and transfer the domain over to you.
So do I need to talk to them about transferring it?
Yes. Let me just, from Squarespace. Well, it does require an authentication and, you know, everything about it. So we have to go ahead and talk to them and let them know, like, this domain is being taken off from their server, and it will be solely owned by you. Let me just give you the directions on how to go ahead and do it. All right. Other than that, how is the website coming up for you? Is it better than KO Luxury?
I mean, so far it looks good as long as we're not stealing from KO Luxury.
Yeah, it will be changed. It will be changed. The content, I was, you know, very fierce. When you told me that the content is being taken from over there, so did you tell Eddie about it, about the content?
Yeah, I already told him.
All right, so what did he say? He'll get it changed?
Yeah, he would change it.
What was that?
Yeah, I said, yeah, he would change it.
Okay. All right. Okay. And so the domain thing will be resolved for you, so you can create as many emails as you want. And I bought the business cards. Did you confirm everything about it on the business card, except for the phone number over there by within 24 to 48 hours of time? Let me just confirm it for you still. Just give me a quick 1 minute. Hey there. You there?
Hey, do I want to unlock my domain?
Unlock your domain. Let me... Well, it will usually take, 7 days to complete the process. But, do you have... Have you provided Eddie with your username and password for Squarespace?
I thought I did.
Okay. Let me check. All right. I'm checking on it. Where did you send it? To Eddie. All right, well, I don't see any of the email. Is there a way that you can go ahead and send it again to me, please, so I can have it taken care of by the developers on the top priority so they can go ahead and move the domain?
So once this is moved, what happens?
What? Well, once it's moved, it will be solely owned by you because it will be on the website. So Squarespace or anyone else cannot go ahead and claim it. So if you can just send me the credentials so I can have one of my developers logging into it while you're over the phone, and I can tell you right there and then on the runtime, like if it's done or not.
Hold on.
Are you sending me the credentials now?
Am I sending you or Eddie?
To send it over to Eddie. I have the access to it.
Hold on.
How's Oliver?
He's good. It's cold here.
And how are your clients? Are they good? They got out of all of the issues?
No, we're still working on it.
So the moving company just went away?
They didn't go away. They're being assholes.
They're asking for more money?
Well, that and a bunch of other shit.
Oh, shit.
Let's see. What is my password? Hold on, let's see. Let's see. Nope. Okay. Can you find out, hey, Joe?
What was that?
Can you find out if he got it?
Let me check. Where did you send it? Now. Did you send on the Teamwork portal, or did you send it on him to him separately?
I thought I sent it to him separately.
Okay, let me check. Don't worry. Okay. I got it, Al. Let me send it over to the developer right away for you. Stay with the phone so I can confirm it for you, okay?
All right.
AL, you there?
Yeah.
Hey, just a quick question. Did you create the emails by yourself by going on Google Workspace, or did you got it from the Squarespace team? Because they provide the Google Workspace facility.
I got it from Wix.
You got it from Wix.
Yeah, when I had it from a different, I had it from a, when I owned a different company, that's how I had it.
And do you have the credentials for Wix?
Yeah, actually, I'm logging into it right now.
Can you send it over to me as well, please? So I can check where the emails are coming from. So if you move the domain, the emails are not being blocked or being, you know.
Yeah, give me a second.
Okay. Did you send it to Eddie?
Hold on, I'm looking at something. Hold on.
Okay, sure.
Joe.
Yes, El.
Have him look up Wix.
What was that?
Have Eddie look up Wix.
Okay, sure. Let me check on the email. So you're having the domain on Squarespace, and you're having your emails from Wix, and okay. Well, it's three different companies that are working right now, so we have to make it one. Let me just go ahead and just give me a quick second. I am logging into it. I am sending it over to the team right now. Just give me a quick minute. It's the same ID and password?
Yeah, I just made it the same for these two.
All right, okay. Alright, I have sent it over to the team so they can go ahead and look into it. Just stay with the phone for me, okay?
Alright.
the password doesn't have any kind of space, does it? Like Oma at 2411.
Say that again?
Their password doesn't have any kind of space in it, right?
A space?
Yeah, there's no space in between because the one that you sent has spaces. So I was just confirming.
No, there's no space.
Okay, got it.
It's O. It's capitalized O N A H and then the at sign.
Mm-hmm.
2411.
Okay. Well, Al, did you pay any kind of renewal fees on Wix as well? Because I can see on Squarespace you have paid $20 in October, and it will renew on October 23, 2023. So yes. That renewal was
like when I first moved the thing over. That was like.
So it will be there. Until 1 year, all right, like it will renew in 2023. And just give me a minute.
Is there not a way to get out of it?
What was that?
Is there not a way to get out of it?
Get out of it? What do you mean?
If it renews in 2023, is there not a way to get out of it?
Oh, we can. I was searching for a good solution of what to do right now because there are three companies that you're dealing with right now, so we have to make it one. So in order to go ahead and do it, then of course we have to, you know, go for a solution first. So I think they have access to Wix account. So let me just first check it and let you know, okay? Hey there, Al, you there?
Yeah.
All right, okay, so we were able to, you know, check on all of your accounts, and I suppose that you're having your emails from Wix that is affiliated with Google, all right, and that your domain is being, you know, from Squarespace itself. But we have the domain, all right, we will transfer the domain. That won't be a problem. But for the emails, I would suggest you to keep using Wix, all right, because they're, you know, giving you at a good price. So if we go ahead and, you know, get you on Google from us, then it will be costly. So we can go ahead and create a new email from your previous provider, that is Wix. All right, so you can have a new email address for yourself. So that will be for, like, you know, $8, and that's it.
Yeah, and I can do the info with them.
Yes, you can. So there won't be any kind of lag, any kind of issues with the emails or anything like that. You can keep on using from there while we're just going to go ahead and, you know, take the domain from Squarespace, and you can close down the Squarespace account if you want.
Okay.
And that the second email that you want to be created was info@dwellingindomain.com, right?
Yeah.
Well, let me just go ahead and get that created right away for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, just give me a minute. And what card should we use on Wix for that? I can see that it's one is with the Randy, that is 9147 ending with.
Wait. No, wait.
Okay.
How much is it going to be?
Well, it's on the Wix itself. You're paying $6 right now, so it will be a total of $8 then on Wix.
Okay, so it'll be my business account.
That's
so,
9324. Is that the card?
No. It's a different card.
Okay, well, let me ask them to add another card. Is that the new one that is adding with 9374 or no?
No, that's
okay.
No, that card, I need to just put this card on file on my Wix account.
Okay, let me, if you're doing it or do you want me to do it, it's right in front of me.
I guess you can do it since it's in front of you.
Sure. Let me just add the new card. Okay.
But the other card, can you take the other card off and just have this one?
Yes, let me check if you can take off the other cards for you and just have this one over there.
This will be on the Wix account?
Yes. Let me check if we can take down the other cards.
If not, then I can just do it, I guess.
Let me just take care of it.
Oh, geez.
All right, so I'll be adding the new card, then I'll be removing this, all of the other ones, all right? So it could have a default one in place. So I'm ready for the
card.
4725.
4725. 2700.
It was 4725, right?
Yeah. 2700.
2700.
2824.
2824.
2852.
2852. And the expiration?
1024.
1024. and the CVV?
249.
249?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. And what will be the first name on the card?
Josephine.
Josephine. Okay. It's J-O-S-E-P-H-E-N-E.
P-H-I-N-E.
Okay. And the last name?
J-U-E-L-G.
J-U-E-L-G, okay.
J-U-E-L-G.
Got it. And what is the, let me check. What else do we need? What is the billing address for the card?
2327.
Okay, that is...
Glen Arm.
2327.
Glen Arm.
Glen, and after that?
Arm, A-R-M.
Glen Arm, okay.
Glen Arm Place.
Place, Glen Arm Place.
P, just put P-L.
I guess, yes.
Unit 2.
Unit 2, okay. All right.
Denver.
Got it. Denver 80205.
Yeah.
Got it. All right. Just give me a minute. And should we use the phone number of yours that we have on file with us?
817-729-9808.
Yes, that's the one.
Yep.
All right, okay.
I think it did an update.
Yes, let me just get the confirmation, okay? Just give me a quick minute. Did you get any text, L?
No.
You haven't? We have added
the
email address and the cards working on it right now. I'm just checking on. I'm just trying to give you a good solution with everything, you know, everything on it as well.
What text would I have gotten?
What was that?
What text would I have gotten?
For, you know, adding a new email on your phone, the number that you've used.
Nope.
All right, and can I get your Gmail address as well for l@dwellinganddomain.com? Is it the same password?
Hold on.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes, hey. Did you send the email?
Oh, I was supposed to send you an email?
Oh, did you send it on text? Or did you send it the password?
No, you didn't say send an email or a password.
Oh, well, I will be needing the L domain and dwelling email password so they can access over there and see if they got the access.
To what? I mean, they got access to what?
Yes, so they can access and see, like, because that's the main email. All right, it will be, you know, provided over there. So we can access the Google Workspace from over there, and then we can create the new one.
And then I can change my password?
Yes.
I don't like giving out my passwords. It's freaking me out.
What was that?
I said, I'm only giving out my passwords. It's freaking me out.
Oh, no. Okay. Well, that's okay. You can just access it by yourself. All right. And because on Google Workspace, so you can actually see that there's a new email, you know, over there. All right. And you can make the password and everything about it. I was just trying to access it. So
I know.
Can, you know, get it all ready for you.
I get it. No, I get it. Like, that's fine. I'm just going to change it. Like, after.
Sure.
hold on. Let me see. What the hell is... There's so many fucking windows open. I'm doing like 10 things at once. And
sure.
Let's see. Okay, I don't need Squarespace anymore, right? Okay. Let's see. Who am I sending this to?
Send it over to Eddie. Just don't freak out because I'm just trying to, you know, set up the account for you. So whenever it's
done. I'm not freaking out.
Okay.
I'm just... let's see. It's the same password. You can see how original I am.
Send it over so I can check.
Why? It's just, seriously, it's the same password.
I'm just joking.
I think it's because I don't.
I think it's because I don't give a fuck and I'm forgetful. But now I really do have to change it because, you know.
Yeah, you have to. You have to. I understand that.
Okay. Update. Whoops. Why is this not? That thing is so annoying.
What?
That stupid alarm thing.
Well, that tells us if someone is on our website. That's, you know, that's marketing.
I know, but doesn't that get annoying after a while?
It does. It does get.
It's like a fire alarm. Oh, my God.
Well, that is annoying. You know, when you're talking to a client, it's, you know, keeps on playing that.
Sounds like you work for the fire department.
And we cannot even, you know, and we cannot even,
You can't turn it down. You can't turn it off. You can't, no.
I can't. Yeah, we cannot. Because if we do it, then, of course, we will not be able to know, like, how many people came onto our website, and we won't be able to.
Whose brilliant idea, I just want to know, whose brilliant idea was that?
Google.
You should fire them. Immediately.
Yeah, so we should, yeah, we should fire them and, you know, never look back.
Horrifying.
Mm-hmm. I was about to come into the office with 3-piece suit, but then I remembered what you said. Like, I come into the office with, you know, just the jeans and the shirt and my sneakers.
I'm just saying, why are you coming in a 3-piece suit? You are not seeing people. Read the room. You what?
But I'm seeing people in my room. In my office.
What do you mean, in your so? I'm sure they're not dressed up.
No, they're not.
Exactly. I wear yoga pants, tennis shoes, a baseball cap, and a fleece almost every day, unless it's hot. Yeah. You have to see what I'm wearing today.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. That's the reason I'm wearing a jeans, my shirt, and that's it, and my sneakers.
Yeah. Well, I'm wearing running shoes, yoga pants, a fleece, and a baseball cap. And I was wearing glasses, but I took them off.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's comfortable, I would say.
Exactly, because you're not stuffy.
Uh-huh.
Nobody wants a stuffy boss.
And did you get your watch? You were telling me that you
get
your
watch. No, I haven't gotten it yet.
You haven't got one?
No.
Okay.
Did you send it? Yeah, I already sent it.
Okay. I'm sending it to the team, all right, so they can access it. And it's the same password again. All right.
I told you.
You know, quality.
Yeah.
Well, I have a... bad news that I got a little scratch on the Range Rover.
Well, whose fault is that?
Mine. I reversed.
Stop drinking and driving.
How did you know that?
Because I assumed.
Your assumptions are pretty remarkable.
Yeah, I know. I'm just good at guessing.
All right, well, it's not authorizing my team to log in, but you have to go ahead and do it yourself, L.
Why?
If you could come onto a Zoom call with me, I can show it to you how you can go ahead and do it. Is that okay?
Yes.
I'm sorry about that. Let me send you a link, and then you can, and then I can explain to you the marketing proposal that I sent out to you as well while we're on the Zoom call.
Okay, and then I have to go after that because I got stuff to do.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Let me just go ahead and, you know, get that done, and then we can go by that, okay?
All right.
All right.